Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we do talk about many ways in which blind and partially sighted people can get involved in the work that the RNIB does around making a more inclusive society. One of the ways is through the RNIB's Customer Involvement Advisory Group, and I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Dave Ordwinkle, RNIB's Head of Innovation and Customer Voice, and all the way from Northern Ireland by Tony Barclay, one of the visually impaired members of the group, to find out a bit about what the group has been up to since the last time I chatted with David. Welcome to Connect Radio, Tony and David.
Thanks, Toby. It's good to meet you.
Thanks, Toby. Nice to be here again.
Firstly, David, would you be able to briefly outline to me the role of the Voice of the Customer Advisory Group within the RNIB and the wider sight loss community and what the group has been up to since the last time we chatted?
Sure. So the Customer Involvement Advisory Group, or CIAG, as we abbreviate it to, is a group of blind and partially sighted people from all over the UK with sort of a relatively wide range, I think, of age, you know, background, gender, all those kind of important kind of factors. And their role really is to bring their lived experience to the issues that we're trying to deal with across the organisation and across the wider sector. And it's a really, really important group for us. It adds to every part of our work, and you may know that we've been revising our strategy and trying to get more focused on, I guess, taking a longer term view of how we solve a lot of the problems that people face, because we've heard for a number of years now that the issues that people face are kind of derived from some really fundamental problems around things like public understanding and attitudes, and around how the overall kind of support system that's there to enable blind and partially sighted people to kind of to participate, to get confidence, to build their capabilities and to kind of get back into the world, don't really work. To the last two meetings, if I can reference as examples, the first one is around this whole big idea around changing public perceptions and behaviours. And then really excitingly, actually, in the last meeting was the first one that the group's been able to do face-to-face, so which was held in London, and people made a real effort to get there. And I know Tony came in from Northern Ireland, so that was hugely appreciated. But the focus for that meeting was under a heading of Design for Anyone, Better for Everyone, which is kind of our theory about how we tackle design of things like the built environment or through to products and services. But our idea is that if we can reach the people at the start of the process where they're designing things at the kind of really upstream, and we can get them to look at whatever they're working on through the lens of sight loss, they'll come up with much more inclusive designs and actually benefit people with sight loss, but also benefit the wider world.
Tony, why did you want to get involved in the advisory groups, and what do you personally get out of being part of the groups as a visually impaired person?
Well, I've been involved in charity work at various levels, right up to trustee, for 15 years and more. And the higher you get in an organisation, the easier it is to become distanced from what you're trying to do, to understand your client base. And I think that the CIAG that RNIB came up with is such an innovative idea. And I thought, this is it. This is the customer. This is us, visually impaired people, who live this life, who have no alternative, no choice, and life is different for us. It's an opportunity for us to be right up there to everybody in the organisation who's working there to support us, to hear what life is like, what our experiences are, what our concerns are, and for them, for the organisation itself, to tailor that to make real difference. And that, over the time I've been with the CIAG, I've really seen that happen. As David said, we're so diverse. We cover every aspect of society, every age group, genders, the different communities we've got in the UK, and that's the UK broadly. As we say, despite the accent, I am in Northern Ireland, and we've got Northern Ireland representing, we've got Scotland, we've got Wales, and we've got, of course, England. It's truly inclusive of every part of modern UK society, of the visually impaired community, the whole thing. And I'm so proud to say RNIB are really listening through the CIAG, and it's so worthwhile. It really is one of the best things I've joined.
And what, you know, sort of, I suppose, in a way, if you're visually impaired and you're sort of worried about what's happening in the world, and there's an opportunity to get involved and make changes, isn't there, and through the CIAG and be part of it and make those changes.
Absolutely. I mean, so many people say, oh, my voice is worth nothing and nobody listens to me. Well, on this basis, I would rapidly and easily challenge anyone, because the CIAG is there for visually impaired people to have a voice, but not just a voice in the wilderness, a voice that is actually heard. It really is heard. And RNIB, throughout its various divisions and groups, etc., listen to what is being said and take it away and work and act on what comes up. And that's what it's about. You really are listening to the client and making that change that the client says needs to happen.
And Tony, what was it like actually meeting up face-to-face in person for the last meeting, as I think you flew, as Dave says, all the way from Northern Ireland to join the meeting? So it must have been really good to be there in person with other group members.
Oh, absolutely. As I say, I mean, I'm involved in a number of charities and groups as a trustee, and I chair several charities. And I've had 2 years, we've all had 2 years of Zoom, of Teams, of Skype, all these virtual meeting options. And I think we're virtualed out now. We're zoomed out, as somebody said to me. It's so good to meet people again. It's so good to meet people from RNIB, new people, people who've met before, members of the CIAG from all over the country.
And Dave, what sort of next for the group? What are the next topics that might be coming up in future meetings? And if listeners would maybe like to get involved with the Customer Involvement Advisory Group, how can they sort of get involved as well?
So the one that's coming up next, I think we're looking at cost of living, and that's affecting everybody. And so we're trying to take quite a rapid response to that. So it's kind of outside of the normal strategy work, but we're looking at what, you know, what the real situation is for blind and partially sighted people in, you know, today, right now, in terms of the cost of living, and then what we can do about it. So Tony and the guys will be helping us think that through very, very shortly. Beyond that, we'll be looking, I mean, I'm not sure which order this will come in, but we've got work coming up on education, we've got work coming up on employment and technology. If people want to find out about getting involved, we're not actually recruiting new members right now. We will be in the coming months. So, but the best way for people to find out more about the group, or to kind of be the first to know when we are recruiting, is to either search our Facebook group, which is Connect Voices on Facebook, or to go to our website and look for customer involvement, and there will be all the information you need there. And I should say, Toby, that along with the CIAG, there's a whole host of other ways that people can get involved and help shape our work.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Tony and Dave, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about the RNIB's Customer Involvement Advisory Group.
Thanks, Toby.
Yeah, thanks again, Toby, and thanks, Dave. It's been good to meet you both today.